I searched twice. That's genius. You got to go in wire to wire, you know, beat them 30-17. You know, win that game by a couple scores, be convincing, button up, no turnovers from Wilson. You know, get some pressure on Wilson. I'm more curious than he. That can't be a game where Wentz throws for 400 yards. That has to be a game that the Seattle defense gets three or four sacks, gets a couple of turnovers. In front of everything, will. There's just no evidence that maybe the Eagles are going to go in there and play a great game. Good, I'll be here. 3-6-1. They beat the Giants in a hideous game. They beat the Niners in a game that everybody was out. They tie the Bengals. It's been ugly. Really ugly. I would expect that Seattle goes in there and takes care of the business they need to.
Right, we'll see if I think Mahomes will get the better of Brady tomorrow. Don't know if it'll be close. Don't know. Last week, the two best games on paper both ended in overtime, so we had a good Sunday. We're hoping for a good Sunday this week. One of those teams that played in that overtime game was Tennessee. They've got the Colts this week in Indy. Both teams come in with the same record. Who's got the leg up going into that game with you?
So I look at the AFC South and I see that game is the division in Indianapolis playing. They just came up with a breaker. I don't see any way Tennessee overtakes them. You look at the schedule, it's not exactly a really tough road for the Colts, right? Like they just beat Green Bay. You look down the stretch, a lot of games they should win. Tennessee thought to play back game. But that game to me, that's balls in the wind. And then the other game that I love for the weekend, Kansas City and Tampa. Tampa should make a playoff. But like really need that game in a lot of ways. They fight for their own conference with themselves. And if you're the Chiefs trying to keep touch with Pittsburgh, Kansas City's going to win the West. They're going to get that one seed. I'm very curious to see how it all fits. I'm with you. I used to keep working the game. I just think Tampa's biggest problem, Tampa looks like crazy. They both play anything in the NFC. And Mahomes, boy, if Tampa does that, then it's going to be a real game. They're both going to bang up a ton of money. They're going to be a ton of money. The tight end, Mo Ali Cox is a guy. He's big, shot in the red zone party. He's not going to scare a lot of teams. They just don't have the weaponry that Pittsburgh has, Kansas City has, the Buffalo has. I like, would get a little bit of a nod from me. Also, I really do like their entire staff. Evan Brooks is a very good coach. I think Indy would have a slight advantage. The most important, I just like Indy a little bit because their defense is so much better than Tennessee. Indy's playing really well defensively. I think that's the
difference. Indianapolis has been a tremendously consistent team this year. They give you about the same effort every single week. Tennessee has had some off these chart break games and some just can't explain them after the fact bad game. You're right. I think it has to do with Tennessee's defense.
All right, Matt, last thing. What's the best thing you ate today?
Those cookies.
Harry got your cookie, but your white chocolate boat. I forgot about that.
I need a second one. You're gonna have another one.
Dig in, my friend. Thank you very much for coming on with me tonight. Glad you had a good Thanksgiving. Enjoy the football Sunday.
Thanks a lot, Dave. Take care.
Matt Verneran does a good job whenever he hops on with us talking football. He of fansided.com here with us on CBS Sports Radio. All right, clock says I got 40 minutes left. I will open up the phones and finish it talking to you guys in Thanksgiving mode. Hit me up at 855-212-4227. Jerry Mack. It's Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio.
Before you drive the all-new Nissan Rogue, you gotta ask yourself, how rogue are you gonna go? We talking be one with nature in the desert rogue? Go snowshoeing in Alaska rogue? Or take the long way home just because kind of rogue? Just a question, but with five available drive modes, you're sure to find the answer.
Go rogue in the all-new, fiercely reimagined 2021 Nissan Rogue. Now with the most standard safety features in its class. The owner's manual for important safety information on a specific segmentation. 2021 Nissan Rogue versus latest market competitors. Base models compared.
It's the Black Friday sale at Ace. Visit acehardware.com to get your coupon for 50% off any item under $30 in-store or online. This Friday only. Find the perfect gifts for everyone on your list from some of our best brands and more. Save big on Black Friday with 50% off any item under $30 in-store or online. Only at Ace. Must present coupon or redeem. Offer valid at participating stores at acehardware.com and regular priced items. Limit one. Exclusions apply.
Ace is a break with a helpful hardware. Napa know-how.
At Napa, you can get 20% off three or more items with a $4.99 Napa tool bag. Yep, 20% off power tools, 20% off wipers, 20% off oil and more. It's a whole bag of tricks. Well, actually, it's one trick over and over again, but it's a good one, saving you 20% on three or more items. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating locations, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 11/30/20.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near-historic low rate. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For the amazing people over at Mortgage Financial Services at 225-293-6855. My man Rick Priest and his team are the one-stop shop you need for all things mortgage. Whether your dream is to own your first house, or if your dream is to stop making rent payments to just pay off your landlord's house, and if your dream is to just lower your monthly mortgage payments with a refi, then Mortgage Financial Services is the company you need. They are making dreams come true every day. And today is the day they can make your dreams come true too. Now is the time to take advantage of the historic low rates and stop making your landlord richer. Houses in this market are selling fast, and nothing makes you a more powerful buyer than pre-approved. So give Rick and his team at Mortgage Financial Services a call at 225-293-6855. That's 225-293-6855. Or visit them online at mortgagefinancial.com and tell them Bobby sent you.
Due to overwhelming response last week, Diamonds Direct is continuing our annual pre-holiday store-wide sale all the way through Cyber Monday. That's right. You get an extra week to take advantage of extraordinary savings. Save 20% and more. Rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, designer fashion jewelry, colored gemstones, engagement and wedding rings. Case after case of amazing deals. It's our most popular event of the year. Now extended through Cyber Monday for your convenience. We've asked our designer partners to send even more selection to accommodate the demand. We've received extensions on our aggressive financing option. We've thrown the whole book out the window to make that happen. It's Diamonds Direct's biggest and longest sale ever. You're talking better than typical Black Friday for the last 4 hours on the most popular holiday gift. In a year filled with surprises and changes, this is one you can celebrate. Get her the most memorable and most romantic holiday gift ever and save 20% and more off Diamonds Direct's already unbeatable value price. Don't miss the extended savings now through Cyber Monday at Diamonds Direct.
On Severn Avenue across from Lakeside Mall.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was more than I'm eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually BPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily skin.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But it's good news.
EPI is manageable. So don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com or schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
say hi to EPI. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Right now, 855-212-4CBS.
Jody Mack in for Zach Gelb on this Thanksgiving Thursday here on CBS Sports Radio. Phones the rest of the way. I'll try and get as many of you guys in. If you call, I'll squeeze you in. I'm telling you, I'll get the job done. Sometimes you got to step up and get the job done. I will get all my calls in tonight. 855-212-4227. One programming note for my boxing, fellow boxing fans out there. Nick, if you're producing for me next Saturday, you've got to remember this. Got a great boxing match coming up, not this Saturday, but the following Saturday. Big showdown. Philadelphia's own Danny Garcia, who I've seen fight many a time. I've interviewed him. Good kid. Quality champion. Earl Spence Jr. goes up against Danny Garcia next Saturday night, December 5th, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. That one's on pay-per-view. Buy now on foxsports.com/pay-per-view, and then you can watch on any screen. If you're filling out your sports calendar for the next couple of weeks, next Saturday, Garcia versus Spence on Fox pay-per-view. That's foxsports.com/pay-per-view, and then you can watch it on any screen that you so desire. All right, back on the line, Kareem in California is on CBS Sports Radio. Yo, Kareem.
Hey, how you doing, Jay Mack? Happy Thanksgiving Eve to you and the guys there.
Same to you, brother. What do you got on your mind today on Thanksgiving?
Oh, man, you know, you were touched on it in the earlier segment about the two Thanksgiving games we have today. Both are very disappointing snoozes, and I agree with you. They need to work out another format, eliminate the Lions and the Cowboys, you know, play each other or, you know, put some teams out there that we can really be interested in. I mean, I found myself, me and my wife, watching the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion where Will was able to reconnect with Chris and Viv. That was more interesting than both of those games combined.
I am not surprised. I was tempted. It was a family gathering, and it wasn't my house. I went up to my mother-in-law's house, so I wasn't in my usual remote control mode that I am. But, oh, I was tempted. A couple times I felt myself reaching for the remote control, saying, oh, man, this just is unwatchable. I got to get off this.
Yeah. Well, you know, to add to it, I think, you know, what they need to do